Dial set where it is, but do move yourself. Walking's very good for you. Joseph Wood Crooch, who's a naturalist, among other things, has said that the modern male lost interest in his own legs about the time he developed an ardent concern with those of his female companions. Back to walking, men, it's soul-soothing and nerve-calming. Great for girl-watching. The co-author of a new book called The Magic of Walking will talk with us in a few minutes. Now, if you've walked too much and you want to save a few steps while shopping, remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel, number 5.
In a faraway land, on the tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue. Way up on a mountain, way down in the valley, I know I'll be happy.
That, of course, was good old Dino.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo Wrigley's spirit gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo Wrigley's spirit gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's spearmint gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Keeping physically fit, maintaining peace of mind, sleeping well at night, these are things we all want to do. Wouldn't it be nice if there were some simple way to achieve all of them at once? Well, there is, according to a new book that's just been published. It's called The Magic of Walking. It's the work of Aaron Sussman and Ruth Good. Or do you say Goody?
No, Good is correct.
Good. Both Mr. Sussman and Mrs. Good are experts on the gentle art of walking for fun and health. Co-author Mrs. Ruth Good is obviously with us. Welcome to Monitor, Mrs. Good.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Now, it's been said that Dr. Paul Dudley White, who is the heart authority, authority can tell a man how long he'll live by feeling his leg muscles. Is that true? And if it's true, why?
Well, it's true if Dr. White says he does it. The reason is obvious. The leg muscles tell him whether you've been walking. And if you've been walking, you've been giving your heart the support of a second heart. Do you want more of that?
Whatever you like,
I'll tell you. It's because we stand up on two legs, and so much of our circulation is below the heart. And in order to pump it back to the heart, against gravity, we need the muscles of the legs. And walking does that for us.
Of course, Dr. White is a big bicycle man, too.
Yes, he is. Bicycling is also good. And so is jogging.
Well, now, which would be better for general physical fitness, a game like tennis or walking?
The latest on that is that walking is better than even tennis or golf or handball or any game you might play. And that's a funny reason. The people up at the University of Illinois have checked into that, and they've measured the amount of energy, spurts of energy in games compared with the regular rhythmic muscular work of walking, and therefore walking, they say, is the best exercise for physical fitness.
Now, when you say walking, do you mean you set out to walk or just walking?
You just walk. You can do it any way you like. You can do it seriously, like, 10-mile or what was it, 50-mile hikes they were doing a couple of years ago. I find that very discouraging. I think it's just great to walk, just to walk at your own pace, but do it every day. Walk where you might otherwise sit chafing in a taxi and not get there on time anyway.
Do you burn up many calories walking?
Well, I wouldn't say many. On an hour's walk, 300 calories. It's not, you don't burn off the steak you ate or the chocolate bar.
Uh-huh.
But it does keep the weight down because you're not snacking out of frustration while you're walking. You're not eating. And then it does, of course, take off 300 calories. And most of us put weight on very little at a time. And, just a little every day, an extra piece of toast or an extra snack. And so we take it off a little every day by walking.
Are some cities better to walk in than others?
Oh, indeed they are. Some are terrible. Some are much better. The oldest cities are the best. New York is one of the best. Boston, Philadelphia. The new cities, the middle-aged, I call them cities, not really new cities, middle-aged cities like Los Angeles, and especially, for instance, Houston, which is really an appalling city now to walk in. They're strangling in new networks of superhighways and freeways. And they're not only building their new residential areas without sidewalks at all, they're even taking up their old sidewalks to widen the old streets. And that's really a disaster. Those people are imprisoned in their beautiful houses and their beautiful gardens or their cars. It's dreadful. I was there last February, and I thought I'd never seen such a disaster. They're rebelling against it now.
Finally. Yeah, there's still a lot of places where they think that every time they put in a highway, it's progress.
That's right.
And I'm with you, I think, as the beginning of a new disaster. Isn't it funny how we're changing the whole country just to suit the car, not the people? Well, that's a rhetorical question.
I didn't know whether you wanted me to join you, but I do.
Did you take a taxi to come to the studio today?
No, I did not. I ran, as a matter of fact, because I was afraid I'd been late.
Oh, dear.
But I wouldn't get here on time at all if I'd gotten into a taxi and you know it.
Well, there's a great color in your cheeks. We've been talking with Mrs. Ruth Good, co-author of this new book, The Magic of Walking. Mrs. Good, thank you very much for walking in on us.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Well, we trust you won't walk out on us unless you've got your transistor set with you. We're portable, so take us along on the monitor beacon. Minutes past the hour, and a timely reminder for you. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Thank you.
Holiday for Trombones by Trombones Unlimited. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola and his guest Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings. Joe's brought to you by the Associates Finance Company.
You know, there's a big race coming up this month, and we're all participating in it. It's a race to get all those holiday gifts bought and paid for before December 25th. If you're starting to fall behind in the race because you're running short of cash, well, the people for you to see are the Associates. Nice people with money to loan you for any good purpose. If you need money for the holidays, why not stop in at an Associates Finance Company office right now? There's probably an Associates office within easy driving distance of you. And chances are, the Associates can loan you the money you need for the holidays. Associates Finance offices are now open Saturday mornings through December 16th. You'll find them listed in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you for the holidays. What would you do if your son came to you and said he wanted to follow in your footsteps? Every athlete has heard that question. And here's the answer I got last week from hockey's living legend, Gordie Howe, of the Detroit Red Wings.
That has happened. Actually, I've had the sons, Marty, who's 13, and Mark, who's 12, are very, very good, as a matter of fact, in their line of hockey. The older fellow being the defenseman. I simply asked them, I'll show you the way it was put to me, and the little guy, who is the thick-skinned guy, and it took the wife and I sat down, as a matter of fact, and talked us over, said, who will wear number 9? Because the name is tough not to live with. Sometimes through professional jealousy, they give the kids a rough time. So I said, well, in my opinion, Mark, because he can take this. He is the go-go type, you know, glamour and what have you, and a good boy, thank heavens. I guess through sports, he stayed that way. But so we gave the 9 to Mark, and then when it came to voting for the captain of the club, the little guy got that too. So I told Marty the next year, if such is the case, he does not get the chance to use both. I said, which one would you want? I said, do you want the scene? He said, no, Dad. He said, being a quiet guy, he said, I don't think I'm the leader type. And I thought, well, that makes good common sense. So then I asked, what about the number? And he said, I'll make my own. So this is professional thinking at its best. So I said, very good, Marty. And I said, what about you, Mark? And he says, I have one question for you, Dad. And I said, what's that? And he said, are they going to retire your number when you're through? And I said, I don't know why. And he says, I want it when I get there. So they have definite ideas. So just in order to set them straight, I told them the morning that youngsters playing the game and very few that make it. But if they keep at it and try hard enough, even to the point where they can get a scholarship that they're mother and dad would be very, very proud of them. And my wife and I, we get behind him, pat him on the back, and if you think I'm helping him, you should see the way she drives over 15,000 miles a year taking these youngsters. For instance, on a Sunday, she will have to go through at least 5 hockey games, and I know she can't spread herself that thin. They'll start even at 7 o'clock in the morning. See, I have a younger one, 7, who has just started. And he likes the game. The funniest thing ever happened with him was one day I'm up at 6 in the morning. I fed him and run him off. My wife had to take the other two elsewhere, so I'm down the rink watching him. There's a goal scored, and he threw his arms in the customary way in the air and yelled, yay, and I called him over. I says, Murray, I said, the other team scored. And he said, well, how should I know what side I'm on? He's a comic, and I enjoy these moments with him, but if they can make a living out of a game of hockey, it has treated me so well, I can say nothing but I wish them the very best.
I can only hope that Gordie Howe's sons will bring the same credit to the game that their father has. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Dodge. In the compact class, Dodge builds the class of the compacts, 68 Dodge Dart, the one they call man-sized, because it gives you so much more room and comfort than other compacts. Dart comes in a wide range of models, from sedans with economical sixes to the new Dart GT Sport with powerful V8 performance. See and drive the 68 Dart at your Dodge dealers today and see why Dart is America's top-selling compact.
Joe Garagiola is with us several times each weekend on Monitor. Weekdays, his sports show is on NBC Radio. It's improbable, but true. The fellow who goes with this beat is Derb Bingle. A departure there for Bing. That's brand new by him.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer. Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Thank you.
Cornell's new version of Blame It on the Bossa Nova. Short break. There'll be more of Monitor on NBC stations all across the country. In Laurel, Mississippi, we're heard on WAML.
This is Bob Considine. Join me later today for one of my Monitor weekend reports on NBC Radio.
I laughed.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
My husband is too.
I'm going to go see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
Say, Mom, it's eating time again, but why bother preparing the food? Make eating time a pleasure time and go to Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants in Lodi, New Jersey at 160 Essex Street, where Essex Street meets Route 17.
Our stop will be Milwaukee, where we'll be talking with Mrs. James Robb, who, of course, is the mother of Marine Captain Charles Robb. The big wedding at the White House next Saturday? Naturally, she'll talk about that and her anticipation of the event. Well, now, if you're anticipating an eventful Christmas, just remember that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Saying hello.
Spanky and our gang. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Another Saturday with nothing interesting to do. Today, why not take in a good gas station? Visit.
The mother of the bridegroom-to-be is Mrs. James Robb. It would be rather natural for her to be nervous about attending the wedding of her son to the daughter of the president at the White House. But Mrs. Robb, as one can tell from this interview, is outwardly calm about it. Charming lady, she spoke with Monitor reporter John McCullough.
When it comes to talking to the mother of the bride and groom, the natural questions turn to what the ladies will wear. But that's a secret right now in the family of the James Robbs here in Milwaukee, whose Marine captain's son, Charles, will marry Linda Johnson next Saturday. But Mrs. Robb has an insider's viewpoint on the excitement of a White House wedding's anticipation.
I'm looking forward to the week in Washington. But most of all, it's going to be a wonderful time when we'll see old friends and elders we haven't been able to really get together with in years, and I still maintain this is going to be a nice family wedding. People sometimes think I'm out of my mind talking that way, but it's true.
Well, if it's going to be such a fine family wedding, it's just as natural to ask about that other family involved, the Lyndon Johnsons. The Robbs and the Johnsons have had those first tentative meetings that future in-laws have, and it's all come off well for Mrs. Robb.
Oh, I think it's always a pleasure to meet new people, especially very interesting people. I would say that they are very charming, hospitable, and certainly make you feel completely at ease and at home. It was all very nice and relaxed.
The most natural question for the mother of the groom has to do with her boy and the inevitable. What kind of a boy was Chuck?
Well, like his father, I would describe it as a very normal childhood. He had his challenges. He had his good days and his bad. But by and large, very normal. He wasn't a difficult child to raise in any respect. But as I say, he wasn't a perfect child either. He served during the Marine Corps on various duties that have sort of thrown him in the spotlight right from the start. So you might say he got a little practice before he hit the top, which undoubtedly has helped him considerably.
The family of the groom, as are any romanticists in the nation of wedding watchers, has to contemplate sadly that the young couple won't have too much time together after the wedding. Captain Robb is scheduled to go to Vietnam in February.
You know, his time is very limited in this country after the wedding. After all, he's expecting to go to Vietnam at the end of February. And I rather imagine his time will and should belong to Linda. And we certainly hope to have a visit from them whenever they can come. But it's a very short period of time before they will be separated.
That leads to the touchy question of just how Mrs. Robb feels about the whole Vietnam situation, except that it isn't touchy for Mrs. Robb.
Oh, I feel the same way he does. I think it's very necessary. I'm fully behind his and the president's and the country's position in Vietnam.
The mother of the groom, Mrs. James Robb, on the wedding, Chuck, and Vietnam. This is John McCullough reporting for Monitor.
Next Saturday, the day of the wedding, Monitor will bring you reports on the big event from the White House.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter.
The Tijuana Brass. Flea Bag. At 14 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Mel Allen with the late sports in 3 minutes or so. Petula Clark almost immediately. And Morgan with a word for you gents right now. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Here's Pat.
What it seems, we're always searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination, you wish that you were standing in their shoes. You change your life without much hesitation. Would you, if you really had to choose? It's not better by far.
5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, this is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
In one moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, I have a steel trap mind. You tell me a name like VM, the voice of music, once, it's locked in that mind forever. I have a system. They make tape recorders, right? Well, that reminds me there's a model for home office or school. Immediately, that brings to mind one model that's a regular home music center and a cordless model that fits in my briefcase and works off a rechargeable power cell. Works. They're so simple to work, any schoolboy can do it. Which means these tape recorders have got to be the biggest value since the Louisiana Purchase. Get it? To remember that name, I simply whistle a few bars of Scooby-Dooby-Loo from Louisiana U, and somehow I think this is crumbling all about me. I don't understand what's going on.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
And now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. On the Monitor Professional Football Scoreboard, an upset to start with as we look at the American Football League. The Denver Broncos beat the New York Jets 33-24. After a scoreless first period, the Broncos' Bob Humphries scratched the handwriting on the wall with a 43-yard field goal, another field goal by Humphries, plus two Denver touchdowns, a score at the half, Broncos 26, the Jets nothing. And Namath and company just couldn't do too much about it the rest of the way. The loss dropped the Jets to first place, that is to say, into a first-place tie with Houston, who had, by the way, to battle in order to beat Miami. As Denver beat New York 33-24, Houston defeated Miami 17-14. The Oilers, Hoyle Granger and Woody Campbell ran for touchdowns that accounted for 14 points. Field goal from the 20-yard line by Johnny Wittenborn provided the winning margin. Kansas City, the winner over Buffalo, 23-13, overcoming a Buffalo 13-6 halftime lead. Jan Stenerud kicked three field goals. Emmett Thomas scored one touchdown, climaxing an 80-yard drive, and Len Dawson passed 24 yards to Otis Taylor for another touchdown. In the National League, the Cleveland Browns moved a step closer to their division title. They beat the New York Giants 24-14. Cleveland took command right in the first period, and the Giants had to play catch-up football all afternoon, but they just didn't catch up. Lou Groza gave Cleveland a pretty good start with a 15-yard field goal in the first period, and a few minutes later, with Frank Ryan mixing up passes and rushing, brought the ball to the Giants' one-yard line, and Leroy Kelly climaxed the 47-yard drive with a touchdown. In the second period, a Ryan pass to Gary Collins was good for 24 yards and another score. It was 17-0 Cleveland at the half. The Giants went 80 yards to start the second half with Morrison scoring. The third period ended 17-7. In the final period, the Giants got going with a series of dazzling plays, but suddenly Brown linebacker Jim Houston reached high, intercepted a Tarkenton pass, and ran 79 yards for a touchdown. The final score, Cleveland 24, New York 14. Green Bay took Minnesota 30-27. A field goal for each team made it 3-3 at the end of the first quarter. Minnesota actually went ahead 10-3 in the second on a 43-yard touchdown run by Dave Osborne. Bart Starr to Boyd Dollar, a combination good for 57 yards, tied it at 10-10. A field goal by Don Chandler from 34 yards out put Green Bay ahead 13-10 at the half. Another Minnesota touchdown early in the third gave the Vikings a temporary lead, 13-7. Or check that, 13-10. Star to Carroll Dale for 54 yards, put Green Bay ahead. Another touchdown by Ben Wilson and a field goal by Don Chandler boosted Green Bay to 30 points. Final score, Green Bay 30, Minnesota 27. Pittsburgh beat Detroit 24-14. Baltimore, as we told you, beat Dallas 23-17 to remain the only undefeated professional team in football, although for a while they were behind. Philadelphia and Washington, they simply tossed defense to the winds. The final score, Philadelphia 35 and Washington 35 and St. Louis 31, New Orleans 20. And that, Henry Morgan, is the late sports news. How about that?
35-35, remarkable. You have a little line here, I think.
What am I supposed to say? Oh, this is Mel Allen, that's right. And for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. And now, a word about time.
In the rush of today's events, it's difficult to step back for a larger view. To provide this perspective is a major purpose of Time, the weekly news magazine. Time goes beyond simple reporting to analyze the facts, put them in context with what has gone before. Whether in national or world affairs, Time tries to bridge the gap between merely keeping up with the news and understanding what each new development means. The more you need to know, the more you need Time.
Mel Allen will round up some more sports and be back with us later on. Sunshine Days, new from Dick Glaser and Company.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Coming up on the hour, NBC Monitor News. H. Morgan here.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to the sports and views now. From everywhere. From everywhere.